You were listening to The Peaceful Planet Synthesized from Spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central to music from the angelic realms, including inspired songs from John Lennon, George Harrison, and Michael and the Band. This is show host Marcia McMahon inviting you to join us as we share messages from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as we bring you into a higher vibration of love and peace for the planet. Hear my weekly interviews with cutting-edge world teachers and musical talent.
Do you like music, angels, and channeling? Are you spiritual, a psychic, or a healer? We are one on the Peaceful Planet show at www.bbsradio.com every Saturday at 12 noon Central Time.
Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, coming to you live today on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We are featuring a wonderful guest with us today is Valerie Donner, and she is a channel for the Ascended Masters, like myself, and she is a spiritual counselor, intuitive healer, reader, teacher, energy worker, speaker, channel, writer, and poet. And she has been meditating twice daily for over 30 years. She works deeply at the heart and soul level to create profound teachings and healings with her clients and students. Her classes are upbeat and experiential. She draws from her experience in the corporate world as an ex-healthcare executive, as well as from the multidimensional realms of which we are all a part. She can be reached at Valerie Donner at sbcglobal.net. And her website is thegroundcrew.com. That's is that HTTP, the Ground Crew, or www in front of it?
www.
Okay, wonderful. And what a wonderful honor it is to have you on our show today. I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
Well, thank you so much, Marcia, and likewise. And you even said that the way you said that I'm a channel for the Ascended Masters like you, I thought, well, you're another master, Marcia. Like, so
we're all working on our mastery, and
we are working on our mastery. Absolutely,
that's right. And we're helping others to understand their need to work on their mastery, and as well, the Ascended Masters are standing by, ready to assist. And we all have different connections to the Ascended Masters. We all work with different ones. Whether we're consciously aware of it or not, there are guides and masters for each and every person listening to our show today. So we're going to do some education about the Ascended Masters together on the show. I know I cover this a lot on my show, but I think it's really important because they have so many important words for our world. They have so much wisdom to offer us. And if you are working on your ascension path, you definitely want to hear what Valerie Donner has to say. She's just really a sensitive, intuitive, gifted person with a lovely vibration, and she channels many of the Ascended Masters. And we're going to kind of open up our phone lines as well. If you would like an angel reading with myself or a healing, we invite you to call in today at 877-876-5227, toll-free in the U.S., or at 888-810-8322 in Canada. So we're opening up our phone lines for some readings with either Val or myself, and we're also going to be discussing how she opened up to her own inner guidance and how she discovered the Masters. So if you could give us a little bit more on your background, Val, and how this unfoldment came about for you. I think our audience would like to know more about the Ascended Masters.
Thank you very much, Marcia. Excellent question. Well, basically, I've always been, I was very religious as a child, and in my late 20s, I was having a challenging time in my life. And my first experience, I always felt very connected to Jesus. And my first experience was, two times, he actually appeared at the foot of my bed. He actually stood there. I saw him, and it was like the most beautiful thing. I don't even know how to describe how beautiful it was to have his presence right there at the foot of my bed. And it touches my heart every time I every time I talk about this. I don't talk about it a lot, but it's important because around that time was when I started, or maybe before that, I started my meditation practice, which was brought forth through having relationship challenges in my life. So, and I started finding that I was finding peace and happiness, and I, you know, inside of myself, that wasn't going on dependent on anyone else. And so many years, just a discipline of meditation twice a day. I probably in the last, it was about 10 years ago, one Sunday night, I kept hearing the name Dwal Kul, and I didn't know who Dwal Kul was. Previous to that, I had a dream, about 3 months before that, I had a dream of seeing myself speaking for Mother Mary, but I didn't feel worthy. And then I had this Dwal Kul come up. All night long, I kept hearing his name. And I thought I had to write it down. He didn't let me sleep. And then I wrote it down, and then I had to ask a friend of mine who he was. And my friend told me that he was the last master to walk the earth, and he was known as the Tibetan, and the Alice Bailey books. That he channeled through Alice Bailey.
Yeah, Dwal Kul is really really an interesting master, and I know that Dr. Joshua Stone worked with him a pretty long time before he advanced in his work with all the other ascended masters too. So
yeah,
it's pretty advanced. So it's pretty nice that you got to hear from him.
It was so unusual. It was wonderful. And so the next time I meditated, he actually showed up. I could see him in my, my eyes closed. You know, he didn't appear.
Yeah,
like
with your mind. Your mind.
Yeah, and he showed up with the orange robe, and orange outfit like the Tibetan, and I recognized him. And then the next time I meditated, he told me to get a pen and paper, and to start writing. So he actually taught me to channel. I spent hours just sitting and writing. He helped me a lot personally, as the master will all of us. And so he taught me actually a lot about healing. He's very, very knowledgeable about health and about the spiritual journey, and just a wonderful, wonderful master. I love him dearly. So once you have that connection, and everybody really has the opportunity to have that also. We're multidimensional beings. We're more than our five physical senses, and I'm sure, you know, everybody's probably had some experience, whether it's a dream or just a knowingness that somebody's going to call, or we've all had these experiences, but we kind of tend to brush them aside and say perhaps this is just I'm making it up or something. You know, we kind of invalidate.
Well, that's why I don't like our work referred to as the supernatural or the paranormal particularly, because I feel that it's, as you advance in your prayer and meditation, you just naturally will connect with the ascended masters and guides.
You will.
There's nothing to it, really.
No, I call it, it's just opening up to you know, what they're all around us. We have a whole lot that are really happy. They're celebrating that we're having this show together today. I was meditating before.
I can sense the energy.
Yes.
And
they're
your
real
energy
happy.
Is wonderful. And they are wonderful. And I know the Ascended Masters that I work with. Well, I first opened up to channeling through Princess Diana, who had a very important message of peace. And hence, I've since written two books with her advice on what we can do for world peace. So, you know, each master has a different ray or vibration that they bring knowledge in on. And, you know, of all the knowledge aspects in the world, I believe there are seven rays, or it was taught in the IM teachings that there were seven rays, and I think we've expanded now to the 12 ray. But certain people come in with a certain vibration. I know DK is on one of the rays, but I don't remember which one. Do you happen to know which ray he's on, Val?
Oh, gosh. I'm probably seven. I think he's probably up there. You know, I've studied about the rays, but you know, not the expert.
I'm getting the. He's kind of telling me that it's blue ray. blue is healing, and you're a healer
Yes. Saint Germain is the violet. He's
the violet ray. Yeah.
Yeah,
now you've also had the privilege of speaking with Saint Germain, haven't you?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Mm, that must be fascinating. He's so interesting.
He's so funny. And Saint Germain was Sir Francis Bacon. He lived for 400 years. He didn't eat food. He would hobnob with all these, you know, kings and, you know, an upper society, but he ate this, like this white powder or something, and he was an alchemist. He actually was Merlin in a past life. He was Joseph.
You know, I did some reading on him because I had the honor of hearing from him for the first time this week myself, and he had some personal advice for me, and I got so curious that I began, you know, reading up, and apparently he was known as Count Saint Germain, and
yes.
Worked for a bunch of different royal courts, the French court for a time, Louis mm-hmm. XVI, and he was very well regarded. And then he's thought to have influenced the founding fathers with the Declaration of Independence. Now, how did he get around all these places?
Well,
and
in those,
there's no
he got
date.
Around.
he did, know, and he I think he bilocated, actually.
He did, actually. You know what? He actually precipitated. Actually, he showed up at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Saint Germain is the one that brought in the I Am. The I Am
uh-huh.
is our connection, our absolute beingness. And there's actually a flame inside of us, in our hearts, an I Am presence flame that Saint Germain made many people aware of with his teachings. And America, if you think Germain is about freedom, and America is actually his country. It's the I Am America. Which is about
America,
freedom.
Exactly.
Yes.
It exactly is, and it is the greatest experiment in democracy so far that we've had. And I'm being told by various guides that I've had some messages recently from the a group soul that calls themselves the Founding Fathers, that things are about to change for the better here in America, and we're about to reclaim liberty. So I feel that Germain is behind that group.
Oh, he is. The masters are all working very diligently with our planet now. This is a big focus. Our planet is very important to creation, to the creator. And
I think we have a phone call.
Yeah, hi.
Had a phone call? Hi, how are you today?
Good. My name is Kim. I'm from Louisiana.
Well,
hi,
nice of you to call.
Hi. I've been listening.
What can we do for you today, Kim?
I'm hoping you could give me some sort of insight into the situation I'm in. I'm kind of going through something right now with my husband.
Mm-hmm. I'd be happy to. I'll go into meditation, and Val, if you want to go into meditation,
okay.
And we'll both see if
we'll
get
see
anything.
What kind of
okay.
reading can do for you, Kim?
Well, I'm being given that you're facing some very difficult decisions, and that there is some conflict going on between you and your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're going through kind of a really hard time. And the angels are telling me that they are with you every step of the way, supporting you in divine love in whatever choice you need to make. And you need to know that you have the presence of God and that you have the power of God to choose whatever the outcome is best for both of you.
Yes,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Marcia.
No, go ahead, Val. That's fine.
Did you have more to say?
No, I'm just going to look into her husband's vibration for a minute to see if I'm picking up anything.
Yeah, I just see that there's a lot of anger there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very intense for you. And what I'm getting is that he doesn't really want to listen to you, and this is very challenging for you, and it may not be the right time to leave, but the situation with you is that you must come to some conclusions about this, dear heart, or it will make you sick. You will physically be affected by it.
It's driving me crazy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, this is an awful thing to say, but if I've gotten so many intuitions that, you know, that he's definitely on his way out and he's going to be passing soon, and he's going through a lot physically and mentally, okay, and partially it's his own, like, prescription drug abuse, so it's partly its own fault. And
it's
he's
not
had
a safe
death wish for a very long time. And so now that it's gotten worse and he's finally quit taking the drugs, I just need things to stabilize. I'm just, like, so fed up with everything. And now I'm taking on greater and greater responsibility with my son, because doctors have told me I can't leave him alone with my son. I can't have him drive my son, you know. So it's challenging, to say the least.
Yes. Well, you know, how old is your son?
7.
Yeah, I see that he's being really affected by this. So, you know, you might want to go to some codependent or Al-Anon meetings and get some tools from those meetings. They will teach you how to detach and how to find peace and how to take care of yourself and give you support, because this is really important that you get all the help that you can get. And you can't save
I confirm
your life.
Everything that you're saying, Val. That's exactly what I was picking up. Go ahead,
You can't help your husband. You can't rescue your husband. If it is your husband's choice to leave his physical form, he will do it.
Yes, I understand that. And I feel kind of bad that I'm wishing it would happen sooner rather than later on bad
Well,
days.
You know, here's what. Marcia, why don't we just do a prayer for Kim?
Would you like to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just.
Do you want to do it, Val, or would you like me to?
I'll do it. Well, we'll just hold the. I'll say it, and then we'll just hold the energies for you, Kim.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just call up our beloved Heavenly Father, Mother God, or Creator, whatever you call it. And we just give our beloved Kim to you, God, for your divine guidance, divine protection, divine direction. We call up your divine wisdom. And we call up whatever is for the highest good for this family, for beloved Kim, for her husband, her son. We ask for many, many extra angels to be with you, and Mother Mary and Christ, everybody to be with you on your path of healing. We place that light of the Christ, that golden light, before all of you. We call forth divine intervention and divine resolution here for this situation so that you might find peace. And so today we just know that you're being greatly loved and shown the way, and that all the help is there for you, beloved. You have lived this way long enough. And so everything will come to you in the divine right order, divine right timing. Just surrender it to your Creator and know that it is in God's hands, and so it is.
Lovely prayer. Val, very well said. Thank you for
all of your insights. So
thank you for calling, Kim, and we send you much love and light, and we see you surrounded and protected in the presence of God within that situation.
Everything is going to fall in place for you, Kim.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it will, sweetheart.
Have a blessed day.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Many blessings.
Thanks. Bye.
So, yes, people are going through challenges.
Yes, they are, and this is a most extraordinary time in which we're living, and very often Spirit is asking people to relinquish situations such as jobs and relationships and things that are no longer working so that they can begin to step onto the path of being a light worker and basically clearing out those negative things, like cleaning out a closet, that you need to move on. Hello?
Hello, this is Nancy.
Nancy, nice to hear your voice. This is Marcia. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and how are you guys doing?
Hi,
Nancy. Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Well, you know, I do
How can we help you?
Well, I do have a question, and that is, who are the Ascended Masters that want to work with me? And if there's a special way or how I can contact them easier.
Okay. Well, I'll give you what I'm getting, and Marcia, you can give what you're getting, and we'll have a pretty good blend. Does that work?
Yes, that works. Go ahead now.
Okay, the way that you actually contact the Ascended Masters is through energy, because energy is the universal form of communication. And through your heart, through meditation, do you meditate, Nancy?
I've been trying to.
Yeah, you might want to go to my website, thegroundcrew.com. I have a guided meditation CD on there. It teaches you how to meditate, and there's two 22-minute guided meditations. It's called Welcome in the Light, and it helps you to start connecting more. So it's just a suggestion, but it's through the energy, and it's through your heart. And so if you sit and get quiet inside and say, okay, okay, Kutumi is one of the masters that I'm getting for you. Do you know who Kutumi is?
No, I don't.
He was Saint Francis of Assisi.
Oh,
and
okay.
And he worked with the earth, with the animals, with the fairies, with the realms, very connected with healing and for the goodness of the earth. Now, so he actually, in pictures, people, artists, have depicted him. He looks quite a bit like Jesus. And he's a beautiful master. He wears these long white robes, and he's telling me to tell you that he loves you a lot. So you might want to just sit and you get quiet and breathe in your heart. Focus in the area of your heart and let Kutumi come to you.
Okay. All right, and I want to add, too, that I have done some reading for Nancy in the past, and I always connect with Archangel Michael, and he's bringing in his other angels today for you, Nancy. Aww. And he's telling me to let you know that he's always available in meditation, and he'd like you to begin keeping a journal and just writing down your thoughts. So eventually, at some point or other, you may be made aware of his presence as well. And I know you've worked with him before with Carolyn Evers, and we've done some work with Archangel. And he's working on your healing, and he's assuring you that that is in process right now, and that you're just stepping up to the ascension path, and he's very proud of you for your persistence in spite of any difficulty or seeming stumbling blocks, he's saying, that you may have had, and that those will soon be smoothing out, and he'd like to kind of see your life kind of smoothing out from sort of rough to smooth, like a smoothly flowing river. That's the image he's giving me.
Oh.
So I hope that helps.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And he's just a joy to work with, you know. And you can sense him, I can sense him sometimes standing present with me. So he's kind of giving me the idea here that he's standing present with me, but he's multidimensional. He can be anywhere. He can stand with anyone. And you can kind of attune to his vibration and sense his physical presence.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Oh, this is so exciting.
But you're going to advance, Nancy. And someday you won't need to be calling in. You'll have all the tools yourself. But, you know, it would be a good idea to check out Val's website. It's a very beautiful website, The Ground Crew. You know, I wanted to compliment you on that website, Val.
Thank you.
I love the graphic design on the first page. As you know, I'm an artist, and I thought that was really cool. And I was wondering where you got that symbol, and if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Oh, my webmaster, Linda, she's getting very creative. So she's just pulling it all together, and we change it from time to time. It's an old website, you know, so it just comes together with, you know, ease and grace, I guess I should say. Linda Balney, my webmaster.
You're lucky. You've got a good web designer. I've had
two. Yeah.
And now I'm teaching myself how to do it. Oh, boy.
Hey, that's empowering. I'm a techno.
It is empowering because you can change it at any
time.
But I have a vast website. My website, by the way, for our listeners, is at www.dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And it started out with a, you know, being a place to post all of Princess Diana's messages, and I have my two books available there too. But I've got all kinds of Ascended Master messages if you want to visit the site index, where you can see a lot more from the Ascended Masters and the angels and Ra and other interdimensional beings, masters that I work with. So anyway, Val, tell us a little bit more about your recent work. I know that you're working and helping people to work on ascension, and I see that your channelings are definitely geared to addressing many ascension issues and helping us to integrate and clear away the negative and really bring ourselves into the fourth and fifth dimension. If you could elaborate on that, maybe, you know, give us more input on what's been happening lately and what they're telling you lately.
Thank you, Marcia. Well, I channel Mother Mary once a month, and I have for years. And
how lovely.
Yeah, I do her at my house, and I don't have a very big house. I've had about 18 people in my little living room. We just managed to all get together.
That's wonderful.
It is. Yeah, it's a wonderful energy. And, you know, the masters are really, really here to help us now because the veils are thinning. Looks like you're getting another call.
Hello?
Yeah, I got a
question. Have another caller?
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I got a question about the end times, like the veil between worlds and stuff like that. Do you think America will be in the great trouble, or how it's going to all play out?
Good question. Dale, did you want to finish what you were saying and then let me think on that question?
Yeah, and what is your name, sir?
This is Paris. Paris from Illinois.
Paris? Okay.
Paris, and you're from Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know,
hi,
I can
Paris,
just put
I'm
the
from
pause.
Illinois,
I can put the pause button on what I was saying about what Mother Mary is talking about these times. Well, it's a segue.
Okay.
So we'll just kind of talk about that a bit. What I hear from you, Taris, is that there's like a lot of fear going on now, because if you look at the media and everything, everybody wants you to be afraid, and that's how, you know, the other forces that are not necessarily of the light, that really don't want the planet to raise consciousness and become a more loving, harmonious planet, which is what the planet's original design is all about and was all about, and where the planet is headed, they keep you in fear, okay? So,
yeah.
But what's happening is it's not about fear. These are... If you look at what's going on around you, yes, there's a lot of chaos. People like the lady who called earlier, Kim, who's having issues with her husband. It's all about bringing up things that are not in alignment, not in balance, that are not serving us, that are not in our truth, okay? And these things are coming up in everybody's lives so we can make new choices. And so what's happening with the planet is that the planet is choosing to move ahead and doesn't want to be in just the third dimension, which is the five physical senses. The planet wants to be more in love and harmony, which is what Marcia's talking about. The fourth and fifth, I would say harmony, love and harmony is more of the fourth, and the fifth would be what we would call heaven and earth. So it's a matter of energy. It's a matter of consciousness. And if you look at all the wars and stuff going on now, you'll find that most people don't want war anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is, when we talk about the end times, it's not about, oh, you know, we're going to have this apocalyptic stuff and we're going to burn and, you know, all these fear-based things. It's about making new choices, raising the consciousness, becoming loving. And as Mother Mary talks about, she talks about the movie The Secret and the book The Secret. I don't know if you've heard of it. Have you heard of it?
No.
They've been on Oprah. It's about the law of attraction. You might want to look up The Secret. I think it's thesecret.tv.
Okay, yeah, so but I'm saying is that there is probably many great earth changes too. So.
Well, the earth, there are changes going on with Earth, because the Earth has to cleanse all this war, has to cleanse this negativity. And so there, you know, there will be, there are places where these things are happening, but this is not about fear, because the Earth won't survive if the Earth can't cleanse herself. And what Mother Mary is saying about things like the secret, which the light realms, the higher realms, are giving us these things about the law of attraction. There's a book by Abraham, Esther and Jerry Hicks. There's many books and teachings, you might want to check those out, about the law of attraction, about what we think is what we create, how we create our own reality. And people are waking up more, and they're saying, I don't want war, and, you know, and I don't want all of this stuff. We have to go through transformation. We have to go through change. But it's not about fear, and it's not about all these, you know, it's the way, the end times is about how life as we've known it in these harsher third-dimensional energies are shifting more to love and peace and harmony, and that's why all this old stuff has to shake out.
Yeah, and one last question. See, if I, how do I increase the my psychic, I have no psychic ability, like, I don't know if I even have psychic abilities. How do you increase your consciousness?
Can I answer, or would you like to answer?
Go ahead, Marcia.
Your answer was excellent. Well, what you can do, Paris, is you can begin by meditating, and then you can ask your personal guides and angels to surround you as you do your meditation. Keep a journal handy and jot down your ideas as they flow through you. And that's how anyone can learn to raise their vibration. And you can also read some of the books that Val was mentioning, or See the Secret, or pick up the book by Abraham that talks about how to manifest. But although I was told by my guides that there will continue to be many earth changes, and that, you know, it's kind of a situation, as Val was saying, where because of the wars that have been on the planet, and there are negative, there are negative areas of the world that hold a lot of dross, and this negative energy, say many people passed on because there was a bomb dropped, or a place like Iraq or Baghdad has a lot of negative energy. So places like that tend to be more susceptible to traumatic earth changes. Not, I'm not saying for sure what will happen. No one knows for sure. There's an awful lot of prophecy that you can read out there, but it's not good to entertain yourself with too much prophecy. And believe me, I've gotten messages from angels that talk about earth changes, and some of it is kind of scary. Volcanic activity is predicted, etc. However, you can be safe by connecting to your God source, to your I Am presence, and you can know where you need to be simply by doing your daily meditation. If you're willing to grow, you can know that wherever you are, you're going to be fine. And basically, you do that through your intuition. You train yourself through your intuition. And should something come up, you will be warned by your own inner guidance system to move out of the way.
Yes, mm-hmm. Marcia, because, you know, I have an old friend that I've known since I was 13 who lives in Bangkok. And I know, remember when they had the tsunami, I emailed him to see if it was all right, because I know he loves those beaches, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he was going to go there for Christmas. He was going to go right, you know, right there and be,
mm-hmm.
and he changed his mind. So it's about listening to your own inner guidance. Terrace, it's really important that you develop a connection, like Marcia was saying, with your I Am presence, with your divine self, because your guidance. Have you ever just driven down someplace and said, you'd have turned right, but inside you knew you should have turned left? You've probably done that.
Sometimes.
Did you get lost?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your inner guidance. And it's always available to you.
It's hard to tell if it's a thought or inner guidance. It didn't, because they all intertwine each other. Because...
Well... You'll feel it. You'll have the more you listen, the more that you trust your intuition and your guidance, the more you will find the right direction. You'll get more and more reinforcement. So it's about learning to trust yourself and trusting your creator, trusting God, because we're all a part of that. Becoming psychic is you know, it's part of, I call all of these gifts, like channeling and and using your intuition and all of these things. You know, some people are clairvoyant, some people are clairaudient. They see things, they feel, you know, clear hearing, clear knowing, all that. Those are the bells and whistles, okay? That's what I call it for meditation.
Is that training, you can take, like, to make awareness, like you know what I'm saying, like a CD or any, like, something like that, like resources to make you raise your awareness?
Well, you can raise your awareness, number one, like we were saying, through prayer and meditation.
Yeah.
If you want, you know, I do have a guided meditation CD on my website, thegroundcrew.com. It's called Welcome in the Light. I teach you how to meditate, and there's two 22-minute guided meditations with lots of healing energy from the masters and everybody who are on there. And the main thing is just to do it, just to sit and do it. And then you'll get your direct connection. You don't need to go to anybody else. You have that within you. Everybody has it. We just forget. We've been told that we have to go to church. We have to go to this person or that person. It's within us.
Yeah.
So
in this new age.
What's the website then?
Thegroundcrew.com.
Ground, C-R-E-W, crew?
Crew.
Yeah, www.thegroundcrew.com.
Okay. Thanks, then.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yep.
Val, you've just been doing some marvelous readings today. I'm so glad that I could feature you on the show and allow people to tap into your wisdom. All of your answers have been really profound and really well thought.
Thank you.
I'm impressed. And I want to mention to our audience, too, that I'm working on a new project that Princess Diana has given me to be called Messages from the Masters, and I'm going to be hosting it starting in about the first week or so of July. And Val is going to be coming back with us, as well as Vicki High and some other people, and we're going to allow people to call in and get messages from the Masters throughout the show. So I'm really pleased to announce that today, and look for that on the show page of The Peaceful Planet. And that'll be sometime in July, the first or second Saturday. We'll be starting that. And already the energy is, you're raising the energy of so many of our callers, Val, and you're contributing so much here to the show today.
Oh.
It's really, really great to have you and the Ascended Masters you work with.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcia. So what Mother Mary was also saying about the secret, it's been
mm-hmm.
on Oprah and everything, is that it's like, you know, when you pop popcorn, this is the analogy that she used.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. She said, when you're popping popcorn, it's like, you know, pretty soon, you know, like one kernel starts to pop, and pretty soon more and more kernels start to pop, and pretty soon it just overflows the bowl, right? Maybe you've put in too much or something. It overflows the bowl, and there may be a few kernels that don't pop, you know, that don't get the message. But this is what's happening with the law of attraction, with the secret, with, you know, the Abraham Hicks work. You know, there's so many positive things because people haven't been getting the answers that they need. And so people have been feeling stuck and hopeless. And so what's happening now is that this information and people realizing how powerful their thoughts are, how they can manifest. It's not the only universal law. The law of attraction, but it is certainly a wonderful starting place in terms of waking up and remembering how powerful you are, because each
mm-hmm.
one of us comes, we all come from the essence of God, from our Creator. We're all part of that, and so we're far more powerful than any of us realize.
And it's my understanding that we create through thought, word, and deed. And so what we give our thought to, we begin to create with word, and then we finally manifest it indeed, as the saying goes, indeed. Diana says that all the time. That's a good British way of putting it, indeed, my darling, you know, she says. But, you know, it's so true that what we give our power to in our thoughts, and I think this is an important lesson for ascension, too, because as I understand it, in the future of our world, there will be much more peace on the planet because people are tired of the wars. I'm certainly tired of them. I would certainly like to see the end to these memorial days where we don't need to memorialize our fallen loved ones. I know that I say that with no dishonor whatsoever to those who have fallen in battle, but just the idea here on this show is to bring unity consciousness to mankind and to show that all spiritual paths are revered and honored for what they are, but especially the ascension path, which is something that I try to bring out on the show in one way or another each and every week. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Diana has her diplomatic solutions for the Middle East and so on. But, you know, each of us in our own way have to begin using the tool of our mind to co-create a better world for humanity, a world without hunger, a world without devastating diseases and children starving all the time. And all of us, I think, are horrified by these facts that we see. And I think all of us as light workers are going to have to take a more concerted path and effort to eradicate these things, you know, in time, and really get a hold on our political system as well and really clean things up. And I think it'll happen as people raise their consciousness. That's one way of allowing, you know, the possibility of enlightenment to come to many more. And it's an exciting time that we live in for that reason. And each of us as light workers has something different to give. And Val, you certainly have a lot to give in terms of your website and your insights, your intuition, and it's just really great to work with you with these readings.
Thank you. Likewise, with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, well, thank you.
Yes, and so this you know, I don't know. I know there's a lot of fear about Earth changes, but we're in a very rapid process of change right now. Humanity, you know, most people don't like change. But if you look at how quickly this year has gone, we're almost halfway through 2007. And doesn't it just seem, you know, my reality might be different, but I think it's just like a black bat of an eyelash. You know, we're almost 6 months through this year, 2007. So what that also represents, the speeding up of time, means that we're closer to the fourth dimension. Actually, the Earth herself is popping back and forth between the third and the fourth, and even sometimes the fifth dimension. I think when that tsunami hit, I think that we actually went into the fourth dimension. The Earth's axis shifted, and I think there was such an outpouring of love and compassion and help with that situation there from the tsunami, that we actually kicked in more into that higher dimensional frequency.
It opened up a lot of love portals of the human heart. In spite of the terrible suffering, I think people were able to open up more and see the oneness, you know. And there was a lot of aid given right away too.
Yeah.
So, you know, these Earth changes are wake up calls. Just as 9/11 was a wake up call, just as Princess Diana's death was a wake up call. We seem to have keep going to different higher and higher levels of wake up calls. And I think the more, at least what I'm told through guidance, is that the more that we can personally change our own perspective and our own vibration on the world and contribute more to the love in the world, the easier these transitions and Earth changes will become. So, you know, I'm noticing that, you know, I was told by the guides and masters that there would be a lot of volcanic activity, which there has been, and that there would be some shifting of the plates. But I do believe that there's a correlation between the number of people being illumined and enlightened as to the severity of the Earth changes. So the more we wake up from our dream of darkness collectively on the planet, that is war and starvation, famine, all these other things, the more we're willing to do something about these situations, the more it seems that Mother Earth will not need to cleanse as much. But she is going through her own cleansing. There is a whole new vibration coming in with the planet, which is good. And people should really only hold to the good, no matter what they may read in other channelings about everything coming to an abrupt end in 2012. And how do you know that that's going to really happen? I mean, there's no matter what you read in any channel website, I want to caution our listeners not to invest too much credibility in that kind of thinking, because it's going to drag you down into a negative fear-based thought pattern. And a lot of the people that might be putting these messages out, while they are well-intended and there may be some truth to drastic earth changes, what I have from my guides is that there isn't going to be any extinction of the planet or anything like that.
That's true. Yeah, the planet. See, if the planet, this planet as a soul has chosen to make her ascension into higher consciousness, into the higher dimensions, it's her right. She's a beautiful soul. And she nurtures and sustains all of life, and she has been very tolerant of us. She has made the choice. For her spiritual and her soul's progression, she's going. Usually when a planet makes an ascension, the planet, usually life leaves the planet. Because
that's right.
And the Earth could, in a matter of just a few hours, completely cleanse herself. But in this particular situation, this is not what's going to happen. This is where humanity is going to be able to make the ascension along with the Earth. And that's this is a divine experiment. What's going
on? It definitely is, and we're very special in the cosmos, as I understand it, in that we're being given this unique opportunity to ascend along. But there is kind of a division of souls going on that Jesus spoke of in the Gospels, with the separating out of the wheat and the chaff, and those who are determined to stay on the negative path and involve themselves in gross negativity, they will not be able to come along for the ride of a lifetime, so to speak.
They wouldn't want to be in that higher frequency. You wouldn't want to
right.
be in that vibration of love and harmony.
So it's my understanding, too, that these solar flares coming in from the sun, which are being watched by NASA and the scientists, are actually contributing a great deal to the higher vibrations that we're entering into. So it's both spiritual and scientific. There's good cause to understand it from both perspectives and not deny one or the other.
Yes. Well, you know, it's a whole collective, you know, with all of creation assisting the Earth, because what happens here on the Earth affects all of life, all of creation,
mm-hmm.
our solar system.
Well,
our universe.
I want to just briefly touch on your website again, and I was going to ask you about the Pleiadians, but we're coming kind of close to the end of our show already.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to mention that there are many messages there from the Pleiadians, if you are interested in their work through Val. And this is very advanced stuff, but I encourage you to read it and take a look at it. And it's all about ascension at thegroundcrew.com. And I wondered if there was anything else you wanted to mention about your work before we close out the show, Val.
Oh, I guess, you know, I'm just here to be of service like you are, Marcia. You know, in whatever way I can express and use my gifts to help serve humanity, to serve the planet, to help shift the consciousness, to help people heal their hearts and souls. And we're not alone. We're very special beings, and all of us, everybody who has been especially selected. I heard of one channel, channeled Archangel Metatron, and said that in the soul pool, only one out of 60,000 souls are considered to come to the Earth, and they only take one in a million. It's not easy to get here. So this Earth is the happening place, and so they've taken light workers from very, very gifted beings from many, many different places, because we've all wanted to come here. We've all wanted to help and bring our light and our love to this Earth, because we love this Earth and we love humanity. And so I'm just happy to be able to use whatever abilities and gifts that I have developed, which are always evolving, to assist others, and as a teacher and in whatever way, a healer. And
well, you definitely exemplify that very beautifully, Val, and it was a really nice interview to have you do all these readings with our guests and our callers, and I really look forward to having you work with me on the Master's Messages coming up in July.
Well, let's play.
It was really, really fun talking with you. I encourage our listeners to visit your website. I want to mention about our music, which is being produced and synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray, inspired by John Lennon and George Harrison. And we're going to close out with a special song by John Lennon through Bob Murray. And you can visit his website at www.thestarsstillshine.com. You can also check out mine at Diana Speaks to the World. We're going to play Appreciated Angels, and we so much appreciate you, Val, for being the angel that you are. Thanks for coming
on.
We look forward to working with you
again. And you too, Marcia, and many blessings to all of you.
Many blessings to our listening audience as well.